Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is your girl, Self-Made V. We are here for another WCW podcast. If it is your first time joining us, welcome. Welcome, welcome to our podcast. We are here to empower other women with inspirational stories of bosses. We bring you bosses from all across the globe, and we have been very, very blessed to have some very, very wonderful and awesome women on our WCW podcast. So, of course, WCW stands for Women Crush Wednesday, and we are crushing on these women's success to pursuing their dreams and reaching their goals. So definitely shout out to all of the female bosses that have been on our podcast. Special shout out to our last week's guest. We had Bridget Bandy from the Midwest of USA. She's from Columbus, Ohio. And she gave us a little insight on her dreams and aspirations. She's making big moves, and one of her goals is to have a facility that she calls the Princess Palace, where young women who are unfortunately in situations that they need to get out of, and they have no place to go, and they have no children, so there's not too many services that are given to those type of women that don't, or young women that don't have anywhere to go because they don't have any children. So she felt that a need and a desire to open up facilities across the country that will be able to house these young women. So kudos and shout out to her. We definitely support you in your dreams and aspirations. And we thank you for coming on our podcast to inspire other women who also have dreams and aspirations. And we also had on our show last week, Nikki Louise from the Midwest of Canada. So, hey, shout out to Nikki. We had her on the show, and she called all the way from Canada, and she's doing big things, and she has some really deep songs that she shared with us, and she also shared with you guys because she told you how to contact her on Instagram. But some of her songs, she said she hopes to touch people who deal with some, you know, times mental issues. Her songs talked about a time in her life where she was going through something, and mentally she put her lyrics on paper and pen and then added a beat to it, and we got the finished product. So shout out to Nikki Louise for inspiring us to pour our whole soul and minds into our music and our gifts. So thank you so much all the way from the Midwest of Canada. She came through, and we appreciate you. All right, so tonight, guys, we have a special, special treat. We are now traveling to New York City, and we're also going to be going down south. Y'all know I can't stay away from the south. Lightweight, half of me was born and raised in the South. You know, my dad is from Georgia, so I spent a lot of time with my dad's side of the family down south with all of them peaches. So I can say, yo, shout out to ATL. You know, I got a sister there now doing big things. She has her own salon. Make sure if you are in Jonesboro, you check out Fabulous Nails 2. Fabulous Nails 2 is the name of the salon, and I will definitely make sure I plug all the information in for y'all to check her out because, you know, that's my sister. I show her love, and bless she the bomb on a nail tip, you know. So we had even had her on our podcast, and she was talking about her her trip to entrepreneurship. And, we have a lot of different hot topics that we bring to you on WCW Podcast. And we hope that, you know, all of our listeners are enjoying what we're bringing. We hope that you all are interested in telling other people and then coming back and joining us again. So we appreciate all our listeners because we see you and we appreciate you. All right, so again, tonight, these ladies are coming through, and my topic before they get here is loyalty, okay? Loyalty. Yes, loyalty. All right. So loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. What does loyalty mean to you? If you think of the word loyalty, what comes to mind? Let me give you my definition of what I think loyalty is. And I'm learning, and no, I have not perfected anything in my life that I feel I cannot improve. So, but anyway, loyalty to me means dedication and commitment to something. You are a type of person. If you're a loyal person to me, I see that as being a person that I can call on and I can depend on when I'm in need. Loyalty to me means that you are a person of your word. You keep your word, and that's just who you are. You are a loyal person. But can you use the word loyal in the definition of loyalty? it means to me that, you know, I'm going to say, like, a definition of a person that I can say is loyal is my mother. My mom is a very loyal woman, and we're talking about women and queens, because tonight, again, yes, episode Queen of the Mic, because that's what we're bringing you, these queens that are dominating the mics. And my mom, she's a very loyal person. If I call my mom is right there. She, you know, I can depend on her. She's always giving me good advice. She's never steers me wrong, you know, and she's a woman of her word. So to me, that is a loyal person. So loyalty, I want to know what it means to you, because it's very important to have loyalty in situations that you put yourself in. So shout out to all the loyal people in the world. We definitely want to give you a big howdy-do for being loyal. Kudos, kudos, kudos. So that is our topic tonight, is loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. And my boy Kendrick Lamar was on to something when he came through with the song Loyalty. And it's very important, like I said, that we touch on loyalty, because the bosses that we got coming through tonight, they have titles to their songs that deal with loyalty. Okay? So we are going to talk to them about some of the things that inspire them to write these lyrics to these songs. If y'all ain't heard them, y'all definitely missing out. But loyalty, loyalty, y'all, that's what I'm talking about. Loyalty, our topic. Loyalty. So loyalty, that's what we're talking about tonight, loyalty. And we're bringing to you these bosses again, and we're loyal to what we bring to the table. We actually find these women out there already on their grind. They're already out there putting out dope music. They're already out there performing in front of people, because that's kind of the biggest thing that an artist has to get past is performing and pleasing the crowd. And I don't know if you've ever been on stage, but your goal is to make your crowd happy. And these women are doing that. They're going out here, and they're bold, and they're beautiful, and they're putting their courage on the line for their audience, and they're getting past the fear of stage fright. Because, you know, I know y'all know people that have froze up on the stage, but not these women. They're out there grinding and putting down some dope songs, and we're so happy that we get these women on here to join us and share their inspirational stories. So shout out to the women that have already come through and will be coming through. So normally on my show, I have a co-host, and her name is Lady Boss J. Lady Boss J, if y'all have heard our previous podcast, is also a woman boss, but she's also a mother first. So sometimes she has to tend to her family, and that's what she had to do this evening. She has a family in, and they are visiting, and I told her, go enjoy your family. You can come back next Wednesday and interview who we have coming up for you guys. Because the queen of the mics, this episodes are going on all the way until, y'all, all the way up until August. End of August, I got people lined up, y'all, that are out there doing their thing. Women bosses, queens of the mic. All right? So, without further ado, you guys, like I told you, we're going to New York, and we're going to hit up what I call all my my hip-hop artists MCs, because I take it back to the original titles of the people who rocked the mic. You had people that were lyricists, and they came through with lyrics after lyrics after lyrics, and that's what we get to the root of. And this guest that we have for you tonight kind of brings me to the essence of the original root of hip-hop, which is the drum beats and the lyrics and, you know, the turntables and all that. So without further ado, you guys, again, queen of the mic, welcome to the podcast. We have Miss Dallas. How you doing, Miss Dallas?
Hi.
Oh, we are so, so happy and honored to have you on the show. Thank you for
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes, and we were talking about, as far as our topic tonight was, is loyalty, and I'm sure everybody has been able to be. Wait. Before we even get into that, go ahead and give our listeners who you are, where you from, and what you do first, because we gotta get that out the way first before we even get into dive deep. Let us know what's your name and where you from.
Problem. My name is Dallas, and I am from New York, New York. I'm from a small little part of Manhattan. The area is called Chelsea, but I'm from Fulton Projects, and I'm an artist. I'm a rapper / songwriter, poet.
And you do it all well. You do it all very, very well, and we are so honored to have you on our show to share with our listeners. What inspired you, and how did you get into hip hop? Like, what inspired you to be a hip hop artist?
Well, I always had like a thing for music. You know, growing up, my mom would play like a lot of house music in the house. We had a few DJs in our family, so music was always like a big thing. But what made me like really, really want to start rapping is when I heard Slick Rick's Children's Story. And I just, like, really, really fell in love with that song. And it just made me really want to just take all the stories that I had in my head and just add them to beats. You know, I did a lot of spoken word. I did a lot of poetry growing up, like, as a child. That helped me, like, express myself, you know, during the situations that I was going through. And once I heard that song, I started, like, you know, transitioning those poems and spoken word into rap. But then I officially came out, like, you know, as an artist, like, to the public about, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, the way you handle the mic, it seems like you've been doing this forever. 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean, add a zero
years.
To that. That's how I feel when I hear you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's really dope. So speaking of, like, lyrics, you know, you said you kind of write what you feel. You have a song out called Faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And when I listen to Faithful, first thing I think about is our topic this evening, loyalty. So
yes.
Can you give us a little bit, like maybe drop a line from Faithful and then kind of tell us where that line came from?
Well, let me see. The first verse of the song, Texas from your exes, it don't bother me. They on your line, but I am me. That line right there, it speaks a lot of volumes to me because I've been in situations where I've been, I want to say like cheated on, but cheated on like to my face. You know what I mean? Like if that makes any type of sense. Because some people, you know, like you get head over heels for a person. You know, you're
right.
Infatuated, you're in love, you're lustful about that person. So you allow certain things to take place. You allow certain things to happen, even if it's in your face. You know what I mean? So
right,
that whole
right.
line right there, like Texas from your exes, it don't bother me. It does bother me. It did bother me at that time when it was happening. You know, sitting and having a person that, you know, that you're giving your all to and that you're so, you know, in love with and that you're loyal to and they're playing you like right there. You know what I mean?
But
you're so
much
in love with them that like, you know, you just kind of got to like sweep it under the rug.
Right, right. I think heartache is kind of like the worst pain, especially when it comes from somebody you love. So shout out to you for writing that. Some people are scared to put their feelings out there like that. So
that's right. That's true.
You know, that was a very vulnerable place that you came from. So thank you so much for doing that.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, like I want my music to speak volumes. I want it to touch a lot of people. You know what I mean? Nothing that I write is a gimmick. Nothing is made up or anything like that. Like these are real life situations. You know what I mean? And that song right there, I know it's relatable to a lot of women, whether they want to admit it or not. We all been in situations with, you know, guys that really ain't nothing or women that really ain't nothing. It kind of
Right. Loyalty. That's one of our main. It's really hard to find loyal people, especially nowadays. You know, you got so many people phony and fake. So, you know, loyalty is like a dime, a dime in a dozen. You got to, it's hard to come across. Now, do you have any, like
true.
When you were, yeah, absolutely. It's kind of hard to find. Now, do you have, like, you got a circle, I'm sure. You have an entourage and people around you. Do you have some people around you that you can say are truly loyal?
Yes, I have. It's kind of small. You know, I could count on my hands the amount of people that, like, I'm really, really, like, around. You know what I mean? I'm really family-oriented. So if it's not really family, I would say that the circle is really small. So you gotta keep it small because you never know like people's intentions. You know what I mean? And not to say that all people are bad or anything like that, but it's just that like I would rather know who I'm dealing with than to have to, you know, figure someone out.
Right. Now, as far as like working with people, is there anybody that you see maybe on like a star level that you would kind of collaborate with?
Yes, I have a few people that I want to work with. I love Chris Brown. One of my favorite rappers is Jadakiss, Fabolous. I would love to do a song with them. As far as female rappers or female musicians, I love Ella Mia. I love SZA. Cardi is mad dope. I just love her personality, her energy. Remy Ma, a lot of people, you know, tend to compare me to her music, but she's really,
that,
I mean,
that's
well, to her,
right?
She's really dope.
Remy Ma is your sister, right?
You said she my sister?
Remy Ma? Yeah, she your sister, right? Because y'all look identical.
No, she's not my sister.
I know you got that.
Yes,
you know,
so I hear
y'all
that.
Kinda get, even your voice, too. Like, when you talk, do you get that a lot?
Nah. No funniest. Like, I really, really do hear that, like, a lot. I mean, I don't take it as a bad thing because she's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? She's strong. She's black. You know what I mean? She knows what she wants or whatever. And she's a real heavy hitter in the game. She paved the way for a lot of people. You know what I mean? But we're definitely not sisters. I would say, like, hip-hop sisters, you know what I mean? Like, on a music level. Nah, I don't take it as disrespect. It's humbling, you know what I mean, to be compared to somebody that's so elite, you know what I mean?
Right, because we know you basically, you ain't trying to be in comparison to nobody, but you just trying to secure the bag. And we definitely understand that, because you got a song called Funk Up a Bag. Tell us about that
soon. Yes. Get people funk up a bag. that song was basically inspired by just, like you said, like securing the bag, you know. I work full time. I work for the DOE. I'm a full time mom, of course. I have a 10-year-old, beautiful, beautiful son, Ezekiel. And I'm just out here grinding, you know what I mean? So all the females that's out here working and taking care of their responsibilities, taking care of their friends and their family, will relate to this song, Funk Up a Bag. It's just about, you know, girl power, going out there, getting what you want. A lot of people F up the bag, you know, like mess it up and, you know, go out there and spend it on, like, you know, stupid things and material things. On people that they shouldn't be spending their money on, or like I said, things that they shouldn't be spending their money on. But I'm all about funking it up and keeping that bag.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to Ezekiel for helping mommy funk up the bag and being loyal and having mommy's back.
That's my guy right there. He tell me everything. Yeah. Mommy, I love your music. I'm your biggest fan. So that's my number one motivation right there every day. He know all the words to the song. He's going to be in every video. So.
That is amazing. You know, that's the way they say you need that. Now, that's one person that's going to be loyal to you today.
Exactly.
Faithful to the end.
What? Ain't that the truth, man?
Do you have anything currently that you're working on, any projects coming up?
Well, right now, I am currently working on an EP. I'm dropping a couple of singles. I dropped Faithful. I dropped Stay Woke about 5 months ago. There's a video for that on YouTube as well. And I dropped Funk Up a Bag. So next month, I'll probably drop one more. And then later, like towards the end of August, heading into September, I'm going to drop my EP. I'm just trying to, you know, build a bigger fan base, have people get to know me, get to know different sides of me, different sides of my music. I don't really want to just stay in one genre because, like I said, I have so many stories and music speaks so many volumes to me. You know what I mean? And it's all about finding that right beat and just creating that marriage, you know? A wise man told me. Yes, a wise man told me that maybe a year ago, you know, to find beats that you're able to fall in love with, get engaged, and then get married to them by creating that dope song.
Wow, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a marriage, and
like
you gotta be faithful and loyal in them joints.
Exactly.
For sure. So.
Exactly.
Shout out to him for plugging you with that dope drop of jewel, because that is very important. If you are an artist, that you don't get a beat that you ain't equally yoked with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
absolutely. I like that. Shout out to him for that. All right, so we got Funk Up a Bag, Faithful, Stay Woke EP. If y'all have not heard any of these songs, y'all definitely are missing out. Tell our listeners, how can they find you? Like, if they want to tune in or support you, because that's definitely why we have our artists on here, is because we definitely want to make sure that we are plugging in support, because we definitely support your move. So if we want to find you, how are we able to do that?
Well, you guys can follow my music on iTunes. You can download Faithful. It's on iTunes, Tidal, Spotify. I also have a YouTube page, Dallas Dallas, where you can find the videos, Funk Up a Bag, Faithful, as well as Stay Woke. And, of course, follow me on Instagram at @its_Dallas89, @its_Dallas89. My Facebook is Nisha Dallas.
Dope, dope, dope information, y'all. I hope you got it. And if you can give our listeners a quote that has to do with loyalty in pursuing your dreams and your goal, what kind of quote would that be?
I would say, you said a quote like about loyalty?
Yeah, because, you know, being able to pursue your dream as like tapping into your gifts, you have to be committed to that goal. You're going to get some yeses, you're going to get some no's. What kind of encouraging words would you give somebody who's kind of in the midst of that journey right now, and they've gotten a whole bunch of no's and they haven't gotten a yes yet? Do you have any like encouraging words for them?
Well, based on my experience, I would say, because I don't have some doors closed in my face, but, you know, I have faith in the Almighty. You know what I mean? So I would just say, just pray, stay focused, you know, believe in yourself first. That's the only way other people are going to believe in you. You have to believe in yourself first. Look yourself in the mirror and give yourself that self-evaluation, that pep talk. Pat yourself on the back. Tell yourself you look good. Tell yourself that you're pretty. Love yourself first. Self first. That's what I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are going to take us out. First of all, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a dope interview.
We appreciate you
so much for coming through. And we just want our listeners to have a little taste of what they're missing out on if they haven't copped it yet. But we're going to play a little bit of your song, Faithful. Is that all right? Can we do that?
Yes. I would love that.
All right. All right. Well, here we go. This is Faithful, y'all. Yeah.
This is from your exes, it don't bother me. You're your lover, I need you. The life in my G, it follows to a family.
Y'all not ready. We ain't gonna get. Y'all can't have all of it. In order to do it, you gotta go follow her on Instagram. You gotta go look for the Facebook. Show support, y'all. That's what it's all about. Women empowering women. You know, and we wish you the best. We hope everything that you pursue is touched by gold and that you prosper in everything you do. We truly appreciate you for coming on. And
thank
God
you,
bless
thank
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to give a big shout out to DJ Trigger Trey, IMJ Johnson, Small World Records. Thank you guys so much for believing in me, being there for me every day. I want to give a shout out to Connecticut, Jersey. I love you, Zeke.
Y'all heard her. Shout out, man. Love y'all. Loyal. She be, look, she ain't had to give y'all no shout out. That's a loyal friend. Y'all better keep her on your team. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through. Y'all, that's Dallas. Y'all got to go check her out. And if you missed this podcast, you can always come back and listen later, because that's what we do. We archive everything that we have on here, because we want to make sure if you don't get inspired tonight, then maybe you on Thursday or Friday, you're feeling down and you need an uplifting word from something. And come on back, because that's what we do. These women are bosses, y'all. We ain't bringing you, we ain't flaky. We ain't fugazi. We real live bosses that are out here doing their things, all right? So thank you again for coming through. We're going to get ready for our next guest, y'all. Our next guest coming through is, I told you, we got to go down south to the ATL, you know, and I told you before why I got a passion and a love for the ATL, because that's half my roots, that's half of my upbringing, and I'm loyal to the ATL, what can I say? I'm loyal to the ATL. So we got another guest coming through. But wait, before we even get into that, y'all, did y'all like what you just heard? We're not playing around here. Stay woke, faithful, funk up the bag. Go download those songs right now. It's Dallas. You can find her on Instagram. You can find her on Facebook. Shout out to her for coming through. All right, so again, loyalty. We were talking about some of the things that we – find in a person that makes them loyal. So we appreciate the definitions that we have. Now, if you want to be a guest and come call in and tell us what loyalty means to you, yo, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Loyalty. Y'all see what I'm saying? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar. We do not own the. I don't know if you have. I mean, no, wait a minute. This is our radio. We can play whatever we. You know how sometimes you got to say, I do not own the rights to this song before you actually play it. Well, it's our part. Look, this is my radio station. We ain't got to do none of that. We can play what we want and when we want to play it. But we are actually playing the loyalty in the backdrop, because that's our topic for the evening. And our topic, it means a lot when you're dealing with people, especially if you are in the music industry. Because being in the music industry, you have to deal sometimes with major record labels, you know, and you can hear some stories from some of the people. We actually had a guest on our podcast that was speaking on dealings with major record labels and how sometimes they're not loyal. They don't have your best interest at heart. But, you know, as long as you are loyal to yourself, you'll be able to fill it out. You'll be able to spot them out and keep on going. Like, you know, like our last guest said, sometimes when you get that no, you got to keep on going until you get that yes. You know, so you have to have a passion and a love for this industry, because it is a dog-eat-dog world sometimes. So, you know, you can get into situations where you're thinking you're getting – closer and closer to your goal, and this person is the one that's going to get you there. And that's why I really like the guest that we had on, because we talked about not wasting your money in the bag on things that don't matter. You know, they can offer you all kinds of goodies in the bag, but, you know, loyalty, what are you loyal to? You know, so you got to think about those things when you're in this music industry, because if you dope like these women that we're bringing you on our podcast, then you're going to get that call one day. You know, you're going to get that opportunity to do this or to do that. And that's when you have to really be loyal to yourself, because you're not going to steal yourself wrong. You know, you are probably the most loyal person to you on this earth. Okay? So shout out to you for being loyal to you. You got to do that first. Keep it moving. Keep it grinding. All right. So our next guest, her name is Tori Blue. All right. She comes from the ATL. And, again, I call our queens of the mic for the evening MCs. And an MC is a person that kind of controls the mic. And that's what these women do. So the next MC that we have coming to our podcast is Tori Blue. And I heard her as I was, you know, on the prowl for Bosses. She had a song out. And the song was catchy. It was kind of like a club song to me. It felt like a club song, a radio banger. But again, you know, depends on who owns the radio label and the radio station determines whether we're going to get some loyal music. So on our podcast that we bring to you every Wednesday night, we bring in some dope lyricists and MCs to the table. So as soon as she gets on the line, we're going to bring her on. But in the meantime, I want to talk about this thing we are calling loyalty. All right. So now what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to look up the actual Webster definition of loyalty. All right. And as I do that, again, if you are wanting to call in and give me your definition of loyalty, we can do that. All right? All right. So if you log on to Webster Dictionary, the word loyalty, firstly, is a noun, which means it's a thing. And loyalty is defined in the dictionary as the quality of being loyal to someone or something. A strong feeling of support or allegiance. And it has a couple of synonyms. I want you to know what those are. Faithfulness. Wait a minute. Did y'all hear what I just said? Faithfulness is a synonym of loyalty. All right? Adherence, devotion. All right? So that's what the word loyalty means. So if you decide that you're going to tell somebody that you are a loyal person, make sure you're giving are showing firm and consistent support and allegiance to that person. All right? Make sure you're being faithful, devoted to that person. Make sure you're a person that is dependable, reliable, dedicated. I mean, be unwavering. Now, that's one thing you have to do for yourself first, because until you are loyal to yourself, you can't be loyal to nobody else. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. So, again, if you thought you knew what loyalty was, but you have a better understanding now that I broke it down for you, make sure you tell somebody else. That's the whole purpose of empowering somebody else, is sharing some of the knowledge that you have with somebody else. I mean, that's just the right thing to do. When you learn something, don't hog it all to yourself. That's the problem now, people holding the knowledge to themselves. They ain't loyal. They ain't loyal. Tell them, Kendrick. That's I'm saying? I need loyalty. Y'all definitely need to look. If y'all don't know the lyrics to this song, it's because you choose not to know. You can actually Google the lyrics to pretty much anything. Some of y'all just be around here just listen. Being loyal ain't easy. Being loyal, it's so hard. What Rihanna say? It's so hard to be humble. It's like, I can't sing, y'all, but if I could, I would be singing loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. So, again, y'all, I mean, the definition ain't hard, but the actual action and applying that to your life, it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? But choose every day that you wake up to be loyal. If you choose to be loyal to yourself and whatever it is that you feel that is worth being loyal to, if you choose to do that every day that you wake up, your life will be so much simpler. And I'm learning that for myself. So I ain't just out here preaching to the choir, y'all. I'm preaching to myself as well. So loyalty is something that we all need. We should all desire to have in our life, and we should all, you know, desire to have those type of people around us. Like our last guest said, if y'all missed it, she keep her, it's kind of good to keep a small circle, you know, because you can spot out who's loyal and who's not in a smaller circle than you can with in the masses. There's so much deception, and we just looking for loyalty. That's it. That's our topic for the evening. So again, shout out. Okay, let me give me a couple shout outs too, because y'all know we come through every Wednesday night, same time, same place, WCW podcast from 8 to 9:30. Sometimes we get on here, we get to chatting it up with our guests, and they stay on a lot longer, or you know, they got to dip out a lot quicker. These are bosses. You know, their schedules are very, very busy. So when we do have a podcast that, you know, goes on for, we can have a continuation. We always have our guests come back. If they didn't get everything in that they wanted to get in, yo, come back. We have an open door policy, you know. So as long as you out there getting it and grinding and funking up the bag, then, yo, you're more than welcomed here on WCW Podcast. So, again, next week we have a few more MCs coming through, all right? Now, the one that we have now, she's the actual author, and I don't know if y'all heard about it. Again, we're talking about loyalty. This woman has actually done some time, some hard time, because she was loyal to somebody, you know, and that loyalty ended up putting her in a place where she didn't want to be. So she's going to come through, and her story, y'all, is so inspiring and amazing. You definitely want to make sure you tune into that. And she's coming through, and she's an author. She rap, y'all. And her flows and lyrics are fire. All right. So you definitely want to make sure you come back. Her name is Aisha Hall, y'all. So make sure you go Google her, go look her up, because you definitely want to make sure you check her out. Now she will be on next Wednesday. We're having her come through. Then we have a local, because, you know, y'all, I'm down here in Florida. Hopefully, we can get some of you guests to come down here, because we have this thing called the Cypher. Yo, and the Cypher is really, really dope. They bring a whole bunch of different MCs together, and they do kind of like it's like a concert. And it's hosted by a young man by the name of Ake. Is it Ake? H, okay, but he spells it A-C-H-E. H is his name, y'all. Shout out to H. It's H-Y-C-E. H. So he spells it out for you, A, but it's pronounced H. And he gets this group of incredible artists together. They just actually had their 12th anniversary at the Crowbar here in Tampa, Florida. And, yo, I wasn't there, but, you know, my husband went and he had some live footage. And I'm like, whoa, it was like I was there. And these MCs were really, really dope. And so shout out to everybody that performed in the 12th annual Cypher, because it was dope. It was really dope. And there were some female MCs, too. So shout out to all the female MCs that hold it down for the queens. We definitely appreciated you. We actually was going, I think I do have an artist that is coming on. I do. That was in the Cypher. They just recently had another Cypher at the Crowbar. Artishi, she's coming through here. She's a MC. And she just rocked the mic on at the Crowbar on the Cypher. So, yo, we can get some of these artists from, like, New York and ATL to come down here and rock the mic. Yeah, that would be dope. That would be real dope. You know, so I may have to get with H and find out if we can bring some of these artists down here, yo, because they got some dope tunes, man. They would be dope doing a show, you know, down here, you know. And then shout out to Stepping It Up South, where some of these Cypher, you know, dudes from the artists from the Cypher actually came down and did an interview for Stepping It Up South. So shout out to C23 and Demos, the host, for doing their thing on Stepping It Up. So shout out to them. I think they're Stepping It Up in Brooklyn, which actually our artist that we just had on was on that particular show. So it's a brand type thing, guys. You know, and I definitely want to show my loyalty to them for putting me on and giving me the idea to even do a podcast. So shout out to C23 and Demos, the host. But back to the Cyphers they be having down here, y'all. They are really, really, really dope, you know, and I'm not sure how he gets these artists out there, but y'all definitely want to look into the Cyphers that be coming on and the Cyphers that they be having through here. So, all right, y'all, so I don't know. It's about time to introduce our second guest, but I think she might be running a little late. You know, hopefully she's loyal to coming through. If not, look, now this is what I say. Now, let me take that back, because we have definitely had some artists that were scheduled to come on. And because I told you guys these are real live bosses, their schedules will have them to reschedule sometime. You know, so out of respect to the schedules of these bosses, that's why we say we truly, genuinely thank them for coming through, because their schedules is so hectic, you know what I'm saying? And when they do come through and bless us with a piece of their busy, busy days, and then inspire you guys on top of that with their stories and aspirations, and, you know, we definitely appreciate that. So if we do have to reschedule, hey, we are all for it here. You know, like I said, we are loyal to our podcast. So if we can give y'all one dope interview, yo, we've done our part. If we can give you two dope interviews in one night, yo, we just blessing you. So we've done our part because we gave you one dope interview already. And if we have to reschedule Tori Blue, then we will bring her back for you guys, because we definitely want you guys to hear and speak with her and get to know her as well, because she, like I said, yeah, got some dope songs too. And she got one out, it's called Got Dem Thing. And I say it like that because you got to say it like that. watch them sing, all right? And I think it's even spelled like that, the title of the song, the G-A-W-T. Now, you know you got to be from the island or from somewhere in the Caribbean when you say watch them sing, all right? So hopefully we can get her on here and we can find out what inspired her to write a song called watch them sing, all right? Don't worry about a watch them sing. You need to be worried about loyalty. That's what y'all need to be worried about, because that's what we've been talking about all night long, is loyalty. You know what I mean? So that's what you need to be really worried about. Don't worry about a watch them sing, but loyalty, all right? All right, so again, y'all, we are so appreciative of the interview that we had with Dallas, y'all. Yo, if you have not heard her yet, because you're going to hear her. Like I said, she's too dope for you not to. But if you have not, you can find her on Instagram at @its_Dallas89. That's @its_Dallas, D-A-L-L-A-S 89 on Instagram, all right? So go on there, and then once you get there, yo, she basically takes it from there. She gives you her SoundCloud information, her YouTube information, her Facebook information. You can hear her songs. You can tap on the video. She even got some videos for y'all. So, again, show support. If you are one of our loyal listeners, then definitely go and show support to each and every one of the guests that we have on here. That shows your loyalty to us, and we definitely appreciate you. If you go out, that's all we ask you, to go out and support somebody, especially a queen of the mic, all right? So, you guys, without further ado, I'm loyal to my commitment to being here for you guys every Wednesday night. And again, sometimes my co-hosts come through, sometimes she don't. But I shout out Lady Boss J, because most of the time she's here. She's a loyal friend. I can't say that. But she has a family in town, and we definitely salute the family time. So shout out to Lady Boss J that couldn't be here tonight. Shout out to our guests from last week. Bridget Bandy and Nikki Louise, they was putting it down for the Midwest, y'all. Those are our Midwest queens of the mic. They was putting it down for the Midwest of United States, which is Ohio, and putting it down for the Midwest of Canada. She definitely told us that we got to say it like that. Canada. She was definitely putting it down for the Midwest of Canada. And then shout out to our boss, our queen of the mic from the East Coast, New York, Fulton Projects. What'd you say, the Fulton something? I say Fulton because, yo, my husband, that's all he talks about. Brooklyn. So shout out to Brooklyn, Fulton Street, Fulton Block. What is it, Fulton Plaza? I don't know. I'm from Ohio. St. James, all that. But she came through, y'all, from the East Coast. And she putting it down with songs like Stay Woke, Faithful, and Funk Up the Bag, y'all. So if you, again, are loyal to us and one of our listeners that come through every Wednesday, we appreciate you. If you're brand new and you want to be loyal to us, go follow her on Instagram. That's what you can do for us tonight. All right. Topic tonight, loyalty. And we appreciate everybody that's come through. We're going to kind of wrap our show up because, you know, I'm loyal to time. And I can go on for another half an hour about loyalty, but I can't do that. You know, I need my co-host. So my co-host ain't here, you know, I'm basically having a conversation with just me and my loyal listeners, you know. So I can bring y'all through. Y'all can ask some questions if you want. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up real tight for the night. Shout out to WCW Podcast. My name is Self Made V. Shout out to Demos the Host for giving me that name, y'all. I didn't know what a Self Made V was. I was just one day listening to my husband and his partner start talking about their journey to their stepping it up. And I'm like, well, wait a minute now. I think I got some skills and some talents as well. And then my boy just gave me the name Self Made V, and I ran with it. So shout out to him for giving me the name Self Made V. And shout out to my co-host, Lady Boss J. We'll be here next week, same time, same place, and we're going to bring you more dope interviews. We are going to – hopefully we can get Tori Blue back on here, y'all. You know, and when she come through, yo, y'all better be ready. Y'all better be ready. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, you know what? Y'all been waiting, and we've been waiting. But guess what, y'all? She on the line. She on the line, y'all. She on the line, y'all.
Girl, I've been on the line since 8:38.
No. You know what?
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
I was like, you should do a blog talk show. So I'm like, okay, maybe she'll see the one pop up. I'm like, what is going on? But what's up? How you doing?
Girl, you see me over here giving you so much shout out. And
yeah, I appreciate that, though, because I would have been talking mad trash. I hate when people waste my time or ain't on time. I'd have been like, bruh. No, I don't support
those artists.
That's
looking, so busy. I was looking for a Atlanta area code. That's what threw me off. You gotta send me your number, baby. Listen. God don't make no mistake. He had to get me prepared for you, cause you are a dope MC. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for still being, understanding. Because I wouldn't have been that way. I don't like when people do stuff like that. If you're so busy, don't put it in your schedule. So I appreciate that.
You know what? The one thing about us here is that WCW Podcast, we understand schedule. Because there's been times where I've been like, look, I ain't even going to be able to do the show tonight. So we are definitely an understanding group of women here, and we definitely appreciate you for taking time out, because your time is valuable. So we definitely appreciate you for coming through. So, yes, we got you. Yeah, girl, I'm about to do a little dance over here.
Oh, my God. I ain't worried about it. Like, what's wrong with this girl? I'm like, I'm here. It's nothing I can do.
Yeah. Look, you heard me on here talking about goddamn things. So, you know, we're about to jump right into that. So go ahead and tell our listeners your name, where you from, and tell us about goddamn thing.
Okay, I'm Tori Blue. I am from Detroit, Michigan, also Lansing, Michigan. Goddamn thing. That was actually a joke. No, I'm not from the island, even though everybody thinks that because of the title and how I look sometimes. But no, I'm from, you know, Africa like everybody else. And it was just a joke between my friends and I. We would be like talking about a dude, and I'd be like, oh, girl, what are you talking about? She'd be like, not a goddamn team. And we would always laugh. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn it into a song. And yeah.
It was just a fun thing my friends would say. Very, very catchy. It's very, very catchy. So you're talking about your friends. Okay, now. One thing, okay, first of all, I've been listening to some of your music, and I want to say I'm very inspired by your lyrics, okay? You have a song that talks about a friend, right?
One good friend, yeah.
One good friend, okay, now, because you don't need a whole bunch, basically. That's what you're telling us, right?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have, you know, I think as you get a little older, you start to realize that you have a bunch of cool people around you. Like, it's a bunch of chicks that's mad cool. And I love, I'm all about women, women supporting women. And I've always had a lot of friends. But I think as you get older, you start to, I don't know if you put people on a pedestal when you're younger. And as you get older, they continue to disappoint you. And then you start looking at them like, that's not really a friend. A friend wouldn't do that to me. A friend wouldn't have put me in this situation. A friend would help me in my time of need. A friend, you know, and I do the same for them. And when you don't have that experience, you start to feel like, who are my friends? Everybody's fake. And I started to realize when I really think about it, if I'm taking the word friend literal and deciphering the meaning behind it, it's like you really only need one good friend. Everybody else just cool as hell. But they know you're a friend. You know what I mean? That's not your friend. That's somebody that's cool. You have people that are good for certain things. And I would tell people, I might meet you. Say we talking today, right? Then you want me to connect you with somebody. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to introduce you as my friend, right?
Right.
Then I started
right.
to notice some people start really thinking we friends. And I'm like, bro, you know what level we on? We on a network. So I start realizing, like,
yeah,
you know, you can't really just
play.
Yeah, you have to really, you know, everybody not your friend. You really only need one good friend. Everybody else cool. We know how we how we are with each other. But, I mean, of course, it's a blessing if you got 2, 3, 4. But I really just need that one.
That one. That's all you need. Now, we were talking about, too, because our topic this evening was loyalty. And, and we were talking about loyalty because one thing have noticed that it is really kind of hard to find. And so can you give us what your definition of loyalty in a friend is? Because you said as long as you have that one, what would you describe them as far as like a loyal characteristic? What would make them loyal to you?
Somebody who... Oh, that's really hard for me to explain because loyalty is difficult because you could be loyal to me but not be a loyal person. So in a friend, I would say somebody who's always acts in your best interest. Because it's not all about just if I rob a bank, you're not going to tell. I need you to be that friend that's, you know, going to tell me not to rob the bank.
Right.
So I'm not going to say, oh, she loyal. She ain't telling me. And I need you to act in my best interest. Like, sometimes it's not even always about, you know, putting me before you. It's just loyalty is almost like a unspoken bond and feeling and vibe. It's like a... I know you know we good, like that type of thing, and
right.
I can trust you.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely
important. I trust
that
you're
going to
make the best decision for me and you,
Right, absolutely. Yeah, well, shout out
What's loyalty to you? I'm curious, what would you say?
Okay, so we were just talking about that, and what I first did was I gave the definition of Webster's definition of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And Webster's definition of loyalty kind of matched up with where I was kind of going with it. And to me, loyalty, what I found has been genuine to me, is that a person that I know is committed and dedicated to making sure that they're being the best person to you they can be. That's loyal because
that's
I said, for one, loyalty has to start with yourself. You are the most loyal person to you on this planet. So if I can't even be loyal to myself, then I know for sure I'm not going to be able to be loyal to the next person. So I always look for a person who I sometimes see is loyal to themselves. They're loyal to pursuing their dreams. They're loyal to catching the right opportunities that's going to get them to the right places and where they're supposed to be in life. So to me, if I see that you're a loyal person to yourself, then I could definitely, you know, feel that you're somebody I could put in and keep around my circle. So that's what loyalty is to me. And that's what I heard when I listened to your song,
Because there are, I'm a type of person, I kind of don't move a lot with a lot of females. So that's why I'm really excited about this podcast, because it's been giving me an opportunity to see what these other bosses are doing. And it's that's a lot of things that we don't have in our community now is women giving shout outs and appreciating somebody else's gift. So definitely feel that you are a loyal person because you're loyal to your craft. And speaking of your craft, do you have any projects that you're working on now?
I'm still working on the EP. And right now I have the single we're talking about, One Good Friend, out. And I have another song that's like on SoundCloud. It's not on iTunes or anything. It's called, it's a remix to Crush on You. Happy birthday, Kim. It's like a spin on A Crush on You. It's fire. It's with another artist, Jay Owens, and another one, 6AM. And I still have Goddamn Team, a bunch of videos and stuff, but I'm working on my EP right now that I'm not sure when we're actually going to put it out, because I've been doing a lot of rebranding.
Okay. Rebranding is good sometimes, absolutely, because you're redefining. Staying loyal. Look, we got to keep using that word in our convo. You're staying loyal.
Yeah.
You're picking it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Shout out to, you said Joe Owens or Jay Owens?
Jay Owens, yeah.
Jay Owens and 6AM, shout out to you guys for getting on the track, too. We appreciate that. So, definitely. So, we got some EPs coming from you. Do you see yourself doing anything? Like, what actually inspired you to get into hip-hop?
My family. I come from a musical family, and growing up, I was a dancer. So, I actually just wanted to write for one of my dad's artists. And I sent him like a reference, like a voice note on your phone. And when he heard me do it, he was just like, "Oh, you sound pretty good. I'm going to fly you back home and have you record." And I started recording, just not taking it as serious as I have been lately. And I mean, I've always been in love with music and love to write, but me actually rapping, nah, that wasn't something that I was like, "Well, I'm going to be a rapper when I grow up." I really just wanted to be in a girl group, and I wanted to just, like, dance, you know? You know how some of the girls in a girl group, they don't really sing, they just in the background dancing? That's what I wanted to do.
That definitely helps with your career, doesn't it? Because when you're on stage, because I've seen you, I had to share one of your performances, and you had a lot of energy. But you are able to perform that like that because you have those dancing skills, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a little rusty now, but back then I tend to do a lot more entertaining than I do rapping sometimes, because I'm so used to just being able to connect with the crowd through movement. And so now I have to do that balance where it's like, you know, make sure you're saying all the words. Don't just be up there lit, you know.
Yeah.
So I do that.
So how does that feel for like a person who is, you know, they have a desire to get in this industry, but they don't know how it feels to like be on stage in front of a crowd? Can you kind of explain how that feels for you, like when you are doing, you know, one of your songs? And you look out and there's a crowd, you know, spitting those words back at you, and, you know, and they're feeling you and they're vibing with you. How does that make you feel?
It's a out of body experience when you're in the moment, because sometimes the vibe is so amazing that I don't really look at people when I'm performing. I'm looking at you, but I'm not really, like, looking in your soul. Like, if I see a face and they're saying the words with me, sometimes it shocks me because I can feel you, I just don't see you.
Right.
So then it's like, oh, shit, they really, and I get excited and I feel like, oh, you feel me too. So I just, it'll throw you off because it's such a feeling that makes you feel like I'm connecting with these people. Let me say something that's going to matter, you know?
Yeah.
Girl, let me smile.
Now,
let me do something that...
Do you kind of like speak to yourself or encourage yourself before you go out there?
Not really. I pray. Like, I speak to God, and sometimes I'll, you know... I have my grandmother, a loved one, who, you know, she passed away. So sometimes I'll just be like, Grandma, be up here with me, dog. Like, come on, we got to do this. Mm-hmm. I say stuff like that. But I don't really sit there and give myself, like, a pep talk. On the inside,
right.
I am, but out loud, nah. I got to pray to God out loud.
And he has
to, you know, yeah, get that into me.
Right.
So.
Because that's what people don't understand, that he's the one that actually blesses you with the gift. And then it's up
yeah.
to you. Use that gift and share it with everybody else. And we definitely appreciate you and shout you out for taking that task on, because it's not hard. A lot of people run from their passion and their gift because it gets too hard, you know, and they feel like, you know, giving up, you know. So thank you for so much for, you know, staying true to who you are and putting out songs that talk about, you know, loyalty and songs that we want to hear. Because, it's kind of hard, too, now to find good music. So you are definitely
yeah.
a dope lyricist. Definitely want to shout you
Thank
out for that. you said you're working on the EP and you got good things going on for you. We appreciate you. Now, can we expect you on some type of tour to bring us these songs that you're bringing us?
Right now, we were looking at doing a tour kind of more so like in the South, in some spot cities, like in some smaller cities. But we haven't really talked too much about that because I'm really focused on the brand overall. I also have a poetry book that's out. And it's talking about, it's called No More Excuses. If you knew better, you would do better. And it's just really talking about being a better woman. Not that I'm the best woman, but me also trying to be a better woman, you know, carrying yourself with a certain level of respect. And, you can still be a little ratchet, but, you know, just women in 2018. But I have the poetry book. I have body oils. I have the products. Like, I have a lot that I'm doing. So I don't have a tour scheduled for right now, but we're definitely looking into teaming up with some other women. Marissa Janine, Nikki E, some other artists out here that either live in Atlanta or used to live in Atlanta, because one just moved to LA. But we've been talking about trying to do something like that.
That would be
like
definitely dope. That's one
thing.
That would be so dope, because I think that's one thing hip hop is really missing right now is the loyalty with the women in the groups. You know, that we used to have people that would team up. Like, there's a song with Queen Latifah, Brandy, and Yo-Yo, and MC Light all on one song, you know, and that's some of the things that I miss when it comes to female MCs in hip-hop is the gathering, the getting together that, you know, you can be friends and put down a dope track and then, you know, still, you know, do your thing individually, you know.
Yeah.
And I think some artists now think that takes away from their uniqueness if they have to share the stage with somebody. Now, speaking of sharing the stage, if you could share the stage with anybody that's real hot right now, that's in rotation on the radio and, you know, on the Billboard charts and all that, if you could share the stage with somebody, who would that be?
That's hot right now? I mean, strategically, it'd be Cardi B. I mean, because... She's awesome. I love Cardi, and I think most eyes are on her, so that'll put more eyes on me. But if it's also cool, I personally would just say I would love to just vibe with them. Of course, it'd be Lil Kim. I love Lil Kim.
Oh, yeah.
So,
she's real dope.
Like,
she's real
dope. I like Cardi, too. Yeah, I like Cardi.
I love
Cardi. She's great. But if it's my personal favorite that I'm going to pick all the time, it's always going to be Lil Kim.
Little Kim, shout out to
birthday.
Little
Kim. Once again, happy birthday.
Oh, yay then. We got the right day, Queen Bee. The original Queen Bee. Shout out to Little Kim. We definitely are very, very honored for what you brought to hip-hop. And Queen, when we talk about Queen of the Mics, you know, we definitely can't go throughout a segment without giving a shout out to Queen Bee, Little Kim. So, yeah, now that would be a dope performance. I'm telling you, I buy my ticket in advance. So let me know when that happens.
Yeah.
So what we want to do, we want you to make sure you tell all of our listeners how they can find you if they want to maybe have you on as a featured artist or, you know, get the plug. Can you tell them how they can find you?
Yeah, everything Tori Blue, TORIBLEU. I think I have to check. I'm so sorry. I want to say my site might be down right now, but usually it's up. But you can Google me, my Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook. Everything is just TORIBLEU. And thank you so much for having me, and I love what you're doing. If I wasn't trying to rebrand, I would definitely be actually posting to my page more. But you see, I was posting to my story. But
yeah,
I'm trying to get it together.
Yeah.
So
we definitely gonna try to plug you in down here. We're in Florida, and we were just talking about this thing they have down here called the Cypher, and it's real dope. You know, they get a lot of MCs on. They come out, they pack up the club. It's a club that's in one of our major little district areas. And, you know, they have a lot of local talent. And I'm like, well, y'all need to be bringing in talent from. We need to fly them in now. We got to fly them in. So we would definitely like to have you here. And
you said you're in Tampa, right?
Yeah, I might have to start my own little thing called Queens of the Mic. Cypher.
Yeah,
get you down
know.
Here, because I think that would be real dope for you all to share the stage. It's a lot of different unique talents, and, you know, we definitely appreciate you for coming on. So shout out to you. Thank you so much. You know,
we hope
that all of these stories that we bring our listeners are very, very inspiring, because, you know, sometimes you can feel that you have a gift and a talent and you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do, and there's not a lot of loyal people out there. So when they come on here and hear you guys tell your genuine stories about yourself, then they can learn from those things and hopefully be able to apply them to their life. So definitely shout out to you for coming through, for doing your thing. And we do want to play some of your song, if you don't mind, One Good Friend, because, again, with our topic being about loyalty, I mean – first thing you think about is your homies, is your friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yeah.
hopefully the people that you guys run with and it's your packs, we hope that they're some loyal people. So now, you know, so Tori Blue, y'all, definitely came through. And we so far, if we would have known you still had that Detroit number, I would have picked right up, because I know Detroit area code.
Yeah. I was mean, girl. Let me just hit one
a few more
times. Maybe she'll see it.
I
appreciate you for having me. And, of course, I thank you for playing my music and promoting my everything that I got going on. I sincerely appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way, y'all. So shout-out listeners, y'all. Check this out. We're going to play a little bit of Tori Blue for you. This is coming from her EP that she's working on right now. Y'all, listen, we don't play games when we do this WCW podcast. We definitely bring y'all women who are out here grinding and working towards bringing y'all real music. Loyalty, again, you don't remember what it is. It's devoted. It's constant. It's steadfast. It's dependable. It's trustworthy. Y'all, it's dedicated. So if you got somebody in your corner like that, y'all definitely want to keep them. Y'all definitely want to keep them. So we're going to play a little bit of this song for y'all. So sit back, enjoy. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. I'm a good friend, that's all I need. Shorty so dope, you're just like me. She be all up in the crib. She got her own key. I ever fall off, I know she got me. One good friend. She my chick, she my ground, she gon' hold me down. And if a nigga wild out, she gon' knock your ass out. Face so sweet, body so mean. This is her and me, we the whole shorty, so honest. That's why she my friend. We just be chillin', feeling like we on vacation. Taking every country like we one of them Kardashians. Two good guys, sipping pretty in the island. Flew out to Cuba. She got the link, I got the plug. Send dudes in Dubai. I got the drink, I got the drug. Tag teaming like we do. I'm breaking bread.
Y'all ain't getting all of it. Y'all ain't getting it. We can't give it all to you because if we do,
go to iTunes, go to Spotify, Tidal, everywhere, anywhere music is streamed or downloaded is available. So
y'all better go get
support.
It.
I love that song.
I do too. And I ain't got a whole bunch of female friends. But I got a co-host, and that's one person I can say. My co-host is a lawyer. And we apologize again because she's normally here, but she had family that came through, excuse me, and she had to be loyal to her family. So definitely want to shout out to everybody that's that one good friend. You know, that's what we ask you to be. Just when you wake up in the morning, be loyal to somebody as a good friend. It ain't hard. It ain't hard. Well, I guess it is hard to do because it's rarely that you find it. So thank you so much, Tori. Thank you for that song. I'm going to blast it everywhere I go. I'm going to make sure that it gets played in rotation down here in Florida. We definitely want to have you down here for one of the cyphers, so we'll definitely keep you posted on that. So, again, thank you so very much for coming through. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We wish you the best of luck in everything you do. You know, keep your loyal people around you, honey, and you'll go far. All right? And keep that safe.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I'll be back. I'll send some more women, too, to the podcast so we can try to promote it more and get it going.
That's what we are. Look, women empowering women, y'all. Y'all hear it right here on WCW Podcast every Wednesday night. We're bringing you hot topics. No gossip, y'all. We don't do that. This ain't about who did who and why they did it. We're not that type of podcast. We talk about inspirational journeys of these bosses that come on here and they're queens of the mic. Y'all just heard a snippet, just a taste, and I know y'all was bobbing your heads. So thank you so much for bringing us those hot songs. Keep them coming. That's not going to be the last y'all hear about Tori Blue, y'all. Y'all better stay tuned, look her up, stay focused, and make sure you keep your eyes on that one good friend, y'all. My one good friend is my husband. I'm so glad I found him. Yo, I have a good friend in him. All right? So we're going to take y'all out with some more of that one good friend. Yo.
Shorty nice. She be like Shorty Fishy. And Shorty right. Yeah, that's my best friend. We just be riding out. She on stage. She's the loudest in the crowd. We in the same city. No time for the selfie. Candies of me hosting to the sky with my best friend. So don't come for that one, cause I'm coming for you. Pink block ready, trick a finger, and I'm gunning for you. Cause I want to win, she want me to win. The love is genuine, thankful for that. One good friend, that's all I need.
Ooh, yo, that's fire, y'all. That's fire, y'all. Yo, I mean, listen. We just play you the music. We just introduce you to the bosses. But they've been out here grinding. We're giving you snippets of them being in the studios, them marrying and engaging with these beats and having this ceremony and this union when these songs come together. Because like our first guest said, somebody told her that it's a relationship. These artists have a gift, right? They take that gift, they put it out there for y'all to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, then shame on you. Shame on you. But that's what we're doing. We're bringing you dope artists, dope music, every Wednesday night, y'all. WCW Podcast right here. The number to call, 646-564-9557. And we're here. We're here. From 8 to 9:30, you can slide through, and we'll be here. That's what we'll be. We're committed and we're going to be loyal to this thing. So, yo, WCW Podcast, it's your girl, Self-Made V. Loyalty, y'all. Loyal. Be loyal, all right?
Shorty, right? Yeah, that's my best friend. We just be fighting now. I be on stage. She's the loudest in the crowd. We in the same city. Don't